Welcome to a special edition of Amar Talks, Prince in Memory.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon. Built upon a sandy beach, gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon, gone too soon.
Michael Jackson, Gone Too Soon. Welcome to Amar Talks, Prince Memories. Love.
Amor.
What is it?
Amor.
Where do I find it?
Amar.
And how does it find me?
Amar.
Amar.
These are the questions we ask of love. You'll see.
Amar.
Love for you, love for me, and love for we. Welcome to
Amar.
Welcome to Amar Talks. I'm your host, Amar, and today we're celebrating Prince, the way Prince would want to be celebrated, by partying. Released October 14th, 1981, this controversial hit, Controversy, Prince.
Can't
wanted me to be. Controversy. Do you get high? Does your daddy cry? Controversy. Controversy.
Prince, Controversy. Welcome to Amar Talks. Today we're celebrating the life of a genius, a musical genius that we know and love as Prince. We just heard the title track of Controversy, the song Controversy by Prince, and it was very controversial at the time when it was released in 1981. Another song that follows this song is Sexuality. Now, Prince has really put a lot of He really walked a fine line between human sexuality and spirituality. I think in his music, he has actually shown the connection between both. He's shown the way through sexuality and to spirituality. And that's why most of his music was so controversial, if you listen deeply. We'll play some songs to prove my point later. And opening the show was Michael Jackson with Gone Too Soon. You know, it's said that Michael Jackson and Prince didn't get along too well, and you really can't find any interviews of them speaking about each other. They're very rare interviews, but I'm sure I'll pull one up from my library. But I do have an interview with Michael Jackson's producer, Will.i.am, who explains how him and Prince were sometimes at odds with each other. Take a listen.
Michael Jackson and Prince did not get along, which I did not know that. But you took Michael to see Prince, or you took Prince to see Michael? Which was it?
So one time, Black Eyed Peas had a show in Vegas, and we got to Vegas, and I get a phone call from Michael, and he says, "It's Michael, and I heard you guys are performing tonight." I was like, "Yeah, we go on at 9 p.m. He was like, "Oh, rats, I gotta put the kids to sleep." I was like, "Oh, well, later on, I'm performing with Prince. I'm probably gonna do this little number with Prince at the Rio." And he said, I'd love to do that, but I don't know if I can do that. I was like, why? He's like, oh, I don't know. Prince and I always have been at odds with each other. I was like, oh, no, let me call him on the phone, and I'll call you right back. I think everything will be great. So hang up the phone, call this lady named Ruth, who then would put me in contact with Prince. I said, hey, Michael Jackson wants to come to the show. Can you put him in a VIP section where no one knows he's there? So Prince said, oh, yeah, we could arrange that. So I got off the phone, called Michael Jackson, and said, it's set, everything's going to be great. We walk him to the VIP room, get off the stage, go sit down with me, Prince, and his manager, and Chris Tucker. So then Prince is playing the bass, walks off the stage, walks to our area, our section where Michael Jackson's at. Now say, for example, you're Michael Jackson. I'm Prince. And goes off to the stage, right? So Michael Jackson's like, what's up with Prince painting the bass in my face?
That could have been a song. That was a good song.
Prince was playing the bass in Michael Jackson's face, and that was the joke. If you've seen it, it was actually on the Ellen Show, where Prince was apparently gyrating in front of Michael Jackson's face with his guitar. And this is the relationship that they had. But we're going to talk more about Prince. We're going to continue our tribute to Prince here. Amar Talks Prince in Memory. Back in a moment. Back in a moment.
Amar.
As you know, Prince, also known as the artist, understood the value of the artist. History is often shaped by them, and their reach on humanity is vast. So in lieu of this commercial break, I want to show you the importance of thanking God. As spoken by a true master of love, Prince himself.
Could we please remain standing? If you could. Check this out. I want to read something for you. Some people find it odd that when we win anything in this game, we give praise back unto God. Well, in somebody else's game, any triumph makes us feel blessed. When it's your game, you make the rules, everything comes easy. All your friends are in key positions, so when you decide you don't want to play anymore, you never leave empty-handed. Can somebody say golden parachute? Well, it's not your game. You didn't make the rules, so everything comes hard. And as long as you're signed to a contract, you're going to take a minority share of the winnings. A select few of us will do well. The majority will not. So as a people, we'll be considered a minority. But stop. Let's take a moment and look at yourselves. There's nothing minor about you. You are a blessed people. You're the most talented on earth, and you are still grateful. That is why upon winning in their game, you always thank God. Tonight, I would like to ask one favor of you. Imagine what we'll all be like in our own game. Peace and love for one another.
Amar, 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 amar.
Welcome back to Amar Talks. I'm your host, Amar. Today, we are giving a memory and a tribute to the Prince himself, Prince. Listening to his music, listen to old memories. And I want to thank you so much for making Amar Talks the number one international show about love all around the world. I travel all around the world asking the questions of love. What is love? With the Love We World Tour and with this show, Amar Talks on ARC2.TV. So when you have an opportunity, please check out two important shows that I think are very important. Amar Talks Protection, one of my favorite shows, and Amar Talks Lovers, the female edition. A lot of you know that we did Amar Talks Lovers male edition. Now we're releasing the female edition. You can receive that at ARC2.TV.
What's the matter with wash your hair? Could I make you breakfast sometime? Well, then could we just hang out? I mean, could we go to a movie? Could together? Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying you're helpless, but sometimes, those are the things that feeling love's about. Sugar, do you know what I'm saying to you this evening? Maybe you think I'm being a little self-centered, but I say I want to be all of the things you are to me.
Say for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress. We don't have to make children to make love. No, we don't have to make love to have an orgasm.
If you know me, I'm all about love. This show is about love. So we're going to give love to Prince as he's given love to us. And what better way to pay tribute than to play his music? So without further ado, I bring to you the master of music. Prince.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways at a wooden mast. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, be a red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Be a red Corvette. I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright.
Yeah. and the right. I say the right is south speed.
You must be a Yamasee.
Little Red Corvette by Prince. Thank you so much for listening to Amar Talks. I am your host, Amar, and today we're talking all about Prince. Now, Prince, his name is Prince, was a king of music along with other kings like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Queens. You know, there's so much great energy that comes through these artists, and they really use their voice for love. So that's why we do this here at Amar Talks. We let the masters talk about love with their amazing music. We only play the greats on this show. Only the greats. Well, do you, I remember Prince, when I was a child. I grew up in New York, and my mother and I went to see Little Purple Rain. And I remember in the movie theater, movie house, everybody was on their feet.
Oh, you sound like movie house. You sound country.
Yeah. Well, it was a movie house, right? It was the Lowe's Theater, right?
Theater.
Yeah, the Lowe's Theater. And everyone was on their feet, standing in the back, just watching this movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
Purple Rain. Yeah, uh-huh. Purple Rain. This was the movie theater. The movie house was packed. And people who didn't have seats were standing up in the balcony. They were just standing in the aisles watching this movie. So clearly this man had an energy. And what do you want to say about Prince? Like what condolences or words do you want to say to his fans?
The only thing I can say is may he rest in peace. And I just hope he did a good thing in life when he was alive. And, you know, we all gonna meet up one day. That's all I can say. And I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah.
I will miss him.
Any requests for any particular Prince song?
You know Purple Rain.
Okay, well, I'll play it for you.
And you know what? I can say for my mother, the older women used to love
Prince. Oh, yes, but our grandmother used to love Purple Rain and Prince.
Not only her, all the older women.
That's very true. Thank you so much for calling. I love you. I love me. And I love we. So that was my mother just requesting the next song.
Purple rain. friend. Baby, I could never steal you from another. We'll be right back.
Prince, Purple Rain. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Amar Talks, Prince in Memory. You know, as the time goes on, we hear every day about all the goodness that Prince has left behind in the world. And that's what I stand for in this mission of love of my own on ARC2.TV and Love We World Tour, and on this show, Amar Talks, about spreading love, using your voice for love all around the world. And with that, Prince was our friend. So we're going to close with a tribute from the lady herself, Patti LaBelle. You are my friend. Until next time, I love you, I love me, and I love we.
You are my friend. I never knew it till then. Said it helps me make it knowing you care.
Amar Talks is climbing the charts internationally. And it's because of this song on the last episode of Amar Talks War that we're number 21 on the interview charts. A song written by Prince. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take.
Sinead O'Connor with a song written by Prince. Nothing compares to you. Thank you so much for listening to Amar Talks, Prince. You know, I do these shows because I think it's very important to talk about some of the world's greatest artists and their music, and it influences people around the world. Some of these artists have more influence than politicians and leaders of the world, and their words, their lyrics, and the music they compose can really shift and change the consciousness of our world. And I find it very important for history for us to study some of these artists and the meanings behind their songs and the history around it as we navigate through this question about love. This question, what this show is all about, what is love, right here on Amar Talks, and the answers by you, the audience, and some of the world's greatest artists in their music. And we close the show out with one of my favorite songs from Prince, Little Red Corvette. And until next time, I love you, I love me, and I love we.
Ways that wouldn't last. You see, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red car. Of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
The preceding show had elements of copywritten materials and was used for its educational value in accordance with the Fair Use Act U.S. Copyright Law of 1976. For more information, go to arc2.tv.